This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Joining us this morning are retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. They are here to help you and answer your retirement-related questions. Love to hear from you this morning. Our telephone number to get you on the air, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can also call toll-free 877-235-1310. You can learn more about Klaus Financial on their website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great-looking website with a lot of great information as well. If you scroll down a bit, by the way, down about the bottom of the page, you'll see a little envelope that says Stay Current. From there, you can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a fantastic weekly snapshot of what's going on in the markets, as well as a link to the most recent podcast. You get that once a week in your inbox. Again, just get to klausfinancial.com for that. And of course, their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. And joining us from Klaus Financial, as mentioned, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning, Sean. I'm doing great. How have you been?
Doing really well. CJ, Malia, how are you this beautiful morning?
Very good. I'm just happy to hear that you're helping the economy by being out there spending money. I just heard that on a previous segment. I'm like, yay, go Sean.
I occasionally get like a free-for-all where I'm kind of allowed to go out and do those type of things. That was one of those opportunities where I'm like, yes, all about me.
Don't get used to it.
No, not at all. Well, I had to do it right away because my son would have grabbed it and been, you know, spent it on Nintendo store or
that's
something.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
We've got a really great topic, as we do each and every week. This week, especially important, we're going to be talking about Medicare. And it's a very, very, I think for a lot of people, they understand kind of the basics, but there is more to know. And we'll get into understanding Medicare, of course. We'd love to hear from you as well. If you've got a question, whether it's about Medicare or retirement planning, they'd love to answer your question from our friends from Klaus Financial. Give us a call right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. This week, of course, we'll do a Klaus quiz question of the week as well. $25 gift card to Portillo's. Can I win this, by the way?
No, you cannot.
Oh, one of my favorites. I was so happy when they opened up on the east side here. And I used to stop by the one down in Rockford pretty regularly. Portillo's, $25 gift card. Chance to win that a little bit later on in the program. Little tip with the Klaus quiz question week, which you do each and every week. You can listen closely to the program. And typically both the question and the answer come up during the show. And before we get rolling on this week's conversation, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus quiz question week. Go over the question, but the answer as well.
Yeah, so last week we had an exciting topic. It was taxes, which I know everyone loves to think about this time of year, but hopefully you learned a few good pointers. Had a lot of callers in for this question last week, which was how many Americans actually filed tax returns in 2020 for the 2019 tax year? Was it over 140 million or over 250 million? Congratulations to Gary of Middleton. He correctly answered over 140 million taxpayers filed in 2020. So listen today for your opportunity to win that great gift card.
That $25 gift card to Portillo's. And as mentioned, we're going to talk Medicare, and let's talk for folks who are about to turn 65. It's a pretty important conversation. This is a very important topic, as a matter of fact, which is, of course, helping folks understand Medicare and all that goes with it, right?
It is, yes. So age 65, as a matter of fact, as Malia and I sit down with people preparing for retirement, we tend to call this the promised land for retirees. That's a little tongue-in-cheek, obviously. But yes, age 65 is probably the most important birthday over the age of 50. Now, if you want to know what I'm talking about, on our website, you can go and in the upper right-hand corner, there's a search feature. And we have a little piece called Important Birthdays Over the Age of 50. And there's a lot of them. There's 50, 55, 59 and a half, 60, 62, 65, 66, blah, blah, blah. Oh my goodness, they go on. But you should know these ages, believe it or not. You should know why they matter. And 65 is probably the most critical of them all as it relates to retiring successfully. So pay attention. For anybody who is near or in retirement, this is going to be an engaging and educational show today. Now, first disclaimer, although some of us at the office here are insurance licensed, we actually don't sell insurance-based products. and we don't get into selling Medicare supplements or anything like that. However, by holding those licenses, we are able to speak to this with authority, and then certainly have a lot of clients who work with outside insurance professionals to engage Medicare. But so what is 65? Well, let's start with the simplicity of this, is that it's at 65 is the first time that an American can move on to the national healthcare plan known as Medicare. Now, this is not to be confused with your full Social Security retirement age, which is somewhere between 66 and 67. So let me repeat that. 65 is when you, an American can move on to the national healthcare plan known as Medicare, and it's not to be confused with Social Security full retirement age, which is between 66 and 67. If you're already receiving Social Security benefits, you'll automatically be enrolled in Medicare Part A and B without an additional application. However, because you have to pay for Part B premium coverage, you have the option of potentially turning it down. Now, why would you turn down Part B? Well, usually it's because you're continuing to work at a place that has group health insurance. You will receive a Medicare card about 2 months before you turn age 65. Now, often we get the question, what's the difference between Medicare and Medicaid? So again, Medicare is a federal health insurance program for people 65 and older, also younger disabled people and dialysis patients. So again, Medicare sometimes is available to those before 65, but they have to be considered disabled or dialysis patients. Whereas conversely, Medicaid is an assistance program for low-income patients' medical expenses. So often, like grandma goes into the nursing home, runs out of money, she will go on to Medicaid. Okay, that is different than Medicare. So what are the different parts of Medicare? Because again, we're focusing on Medicare, not Medicaid today. Well, there is Medicare Part A, which is hospital insurance that covers inpatient hospital stays, care in a skilled nursing facility, hospice care, and some other health care. This part is free if either you or your spouse paid Medicare payroll taxes for at least 10 years. For people who are not eligible for free Part A, they would pay a monthly premium of $458 each month in 2020 or $471 a month in 2021. So kind of a big deal there. If you paid Medicare payroll taxes for at least 10 years, this part is free. If not, it's fairly expensive. And if you paid Medicare taxes for not quite 10 years, but only 30 to 39 quarters, then the premium is a little lower at $252. But either way, again, the things to remember is if you've paid Medicare taxes for at least 10 years, it's free. If it's under that, it's some sort of significant expense.
Really good stuff. Talking this morning with our retirement planning professional, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. If you have questions for CJ and Malia, love to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Sorry about that, CJ. You mentioned Part A.
No worries.
I guess the next part we're going to talk about would be Part B.
Well, you have the show notes in front of you, Sean. Don't act like you.
Let's let him talk about it.
That's between us. Yeah. Yes.
I just like to throw that out on the air. No, actually, Sean knows this stuff like the back of his hand now. So Medicare Part B is medical insurance, and it covers certain doctor services, outpatient care, medical supplies, and preventative services. And the standard Part B premium is $144.60 in 2020. And in 2021, they've already announced it'll be $148.50. Now, if you're drawing Social Security, many of you know this, it comes right out of Social Security. So it's almost as though you don't see it, and some people think there is no cost to it. No, there is. Part B is that $144, $148. But that can actually go up if your income is too high as an individual or as a household. It's known as IRMA, Income-Related Medicare Adjustment Amount. So quick word to the wise, be ever so cautious in retirement about spiking your taxable income in any given year, because IRMA will creep around the corner and bite you in the butt. There's also prescription coverage, which is known as Part D, which again constitutes another monthly charge. Average monthly premiums vary, but we've seen everything from $20 to $50 a month for a Part D prescription coverage. But if you have, again, a higher income, then you can have an IRMA adjustment, income-related Medicare adjustment amount, on Part D as well. Now, Part D can be paid out of pocket, or it can once again be paid out of your Social Security income if you're drawing Social Security. And then finally, Medicare Part C, which is also known as an Advantage plan. Now, anybody who's gone through the Medicare process knows, while they tried to keep it as simple as possible, and I appreciate the naming methodology, I think they did a really horrible job. Because it's like Part A, Part B, Part D, Part C. And if you go on Part C, it's Advantage, which is actually covering Parts A, B, and D, which is known as going off of traditional Medicare. And it's just messy between you and me. It just gets a little confusing. But I'll do my best here. Medicare Part C is known as Medicare Advantage, and it typically covers Part A, B, and D, and is known as going off of traditional Medicare. And there can be benefits to this because Medicare Advantage is a lower cost. Sometimes there's no cost to it at all. And on top of that, it can have like vision and dental benefits. However, there's deductibles, copays, max out-of-pocket costs. So there's pros and cons of staying on traditional Medicare versus going off of traditional Medicare onto Medicare Part C, which is Advantage.
Really good information there. Talking this morning with our retirement planning professional, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. If you have questions for Malia and CJ, I'd love to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget as well, you can learn more about Kloss Financial on the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. We'll continue our conversation with CJ, Malia, and you next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Talking this morning about Medicare. Love to hear from you if you've got a question. 321-1310. That's 321-1310. And John joins us this morning. John, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial.
Good morning, CJ. This is John from Clinton. I'm a current customer of yours.
Good morning, John. I know who it is.
It was ironic. I was just getting ready to call your office and find out about this, and I turned on the radio, and here you're on the radio answering these questions.
There you go.
It's awesome. So here's my issue. My sister and I were discussing this morning. My mother just went into a home, and she's on Medicare currently, and I see all this enrollment period is until December 7th, and I don't know if she has to re-enroll or if she doesn't do anything, she's enrolled, or how that works.
So this is, you're asking this for who? For your sister or for your...
My mother.
Your mother. Okay.
Yeah, she just went into a home.
Yep.
You know, a nursing home.
Yep.
For good. And she's 89. She's currently on Medicare, and then she has a supplement plan with another insurance company. But
got
does
it.
She
yep.
have to re-enroll?
No. No, she's already on Medicare, John. So ultimately, the enrollment is either when people turn 65, and there's kind of a basic enrollment they do at that point. And then if they still had a group plan, there might be a qualifying event later on where they would actually get onto Medicare Part B and other supplemental elements. But she's already on Medicare. The only piece that she'll have to be aware of is Medicaid if she were to run out of money, which has to do with a Medicaid spend down equation. So you and I could talk about that offline more specifically in terms of does she have a risk of actually running out of money. But as it relates to Medicare, no, she doesn't need to re-enroll.
Okay, thank you. And then I have one last question. And as you know, I will be turning 65 in August. I don't need to do anything now, do I? I wait, 3 months before?
Yeah. I think it's, and Malia can confirm this, but I think it's 3 months in advance is when they start. Is that right, Malia?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So 3 months in advance, you'll talk to a specialist and try to figure out what's the best, you know, supplement for you and get signed up and all that.
Okay. I'm set then. Like I said, it was awful ironic here. I was just getting ready to call you anyway.
Thanks, John. Appreciate
John,
the question.
Great question this morning. And Lucy joins us. Lucy, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial.
Good morning. my question is, what's considered substantial income after you're collecting Social Security and you're on Medicare?
Ah, great question. So you're asking the question about IRMA, income-related Medicare adjustment amount, I believe. The answer to that question is it depends upon your tax filing status. So I'll just give you a couple of numbers. If your tax filing status is single or head of household, then substantial income would be defined as, let me just look at it. There it is. Over $87,000 of what's called it. You win? You're below that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, there you go. Well, there you go. Then if you're, as long as you're below that, then you have no IRMA. And IRMA is just a Medicare adjustment amount. So it's on Part B and Part D that you pay more. As long as you're below that number and you're a single or head of household, you're good. Now, be careful, Lucy, because what people will do is often they'll say, I'm good. And then they'll pull out money from their IRA to buy a car in the future, right? Which again, we'd like people not to use debt if you've listened to our show quite a bit. But then they'll bump themselves up over that limit in a year, and then boom, they get hit with IRMA. So just make sure that that's consistent every year forward, and every year you're aware of and staying below that IRMA limit.
Then one more question. If you are collecting Social Security and Medicare comes directly out of that, what is taxed? The Social Security monthly check before or after Medicare is taken out, and then what can you deduct at the end of the year with your taxes?
Well, Malia, do you know the answer to that?
No, I don't.
Okay. I believe the answer is, you can check with your accountant on this, but I believe the answer is Social Security is only either 50%, well, it could be not taxable at all if your income is low enough. But for most Americans, it's either 50% income taxable or up to 85% of it would be income taxable. So there's a portion of Social Security that is always tax-free. However, my understanding of the Medicare reduction amount is that a pre-tax reduction, that you are not paying income tax on that. However, if you want to absolutely confirm that, check with your accountant. But I am quite certain, I'm actually a verbal processor. Even as I'm processing this with you, I'm quite certain that those Medicare adjustments are taken out pre-tax, but just check with your accountant on that.
So they're already taxed before they're taken out of my Social Security tax?
No, pre-tax. Oh. They're pre-tax. Is that there's no tax taken out on those. That's my hunch on it.
Okay, I'll look into that. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Lucy.
Great questions this morning, both Lucy and John. You too could be like Lucy and John if you got a question for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Still got another segment. Love to hear from you at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. We'll talk about what is covered, and we talked about that a bit. We're going to talk a little bit about what Medicare doesn't cover. We'll do that next and take your call as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Don't forget their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 and online, klossfinancial.com. That's klossfinancial.com. Before we get to the Kloss Quiz Question Week, we talked a little bit about some of the areas that Medicare covers. What about some of those areas and costs that it doesn't cover?
Right. So there are several of those, and people that are already on Medicare can attest to this. So one of the fallacies people think is that Medicare is going to cover long-term care. And while it does cover some, small amount after you spend your first, say, 20 days in the hospital, they will cover up to 20 days. And then you're going to pay a coinsurance after that. After 100 days, they stop paying completely. So that's where your insurance agent may speak to you about long-term care policies because, again, your Medicare is not going to cover that. And other things that it won't cover include dental care, eye exams, dentures, any cosmetic surgery, hearing aids, and any types of possible foot foot types of items. So it's really important to understand what your needs might be. And to answer to those needs, you're going to probably need what's called a Medicare supplement. It's also known as a Medigap plan or MedSup. So a lot of different words associated with that. And you can go to Medicare.gov and you can learn about the ins and outs of what Medicare will cover besides this list. Some important things we did want to point out this morning is the initial enrollment period is a 7-month period for Medicare. So we had the question earlier, 3 months before your 65th birthday, the month of your birthday, and 3 months after your birthday. That's when you can come on to Medicare and you do not have to qualify during that period. So pre-existing conditions and so forth, you can just come on the plan and none of that will be affected. And another important thing is very timely. Right now is the annual enrollment period for Medicare between October 15th and December 7th. So that's now. And that's when you can make changes. So this would be if you're already on a plan and you're looking for better coverage, a different plan, or so forth. We're running out of time, but just quick, Medicare SUPs have plans A through N. You're going to hear names like Aetna, Humana, Cigna, Blue Cross Blue Shield, AARP, et cetera. What you need to know is that the plans have to offer the same coverages. The same plan offers the same coverages. However, the difference could be cost, certainly service, and their claim experience, how well they service their claims. So you want to make sure, you know, these Medicare supplements, they can range in price from $150 a month to $350 a month. You want to find out, speaking to a Medicare specialist, what might be the right fit for you. And, you know, looking at, you know, what you had last year's experiences, what this year might be or next year, you're going to want to gauge perhaps your own experiences to what plan you might need.
Really important information. And I know we've got a lot of stuff and we've talked in the past as well about Medicare. You can always go back and listen to not only to this podcast, but previous shows podcasts online at klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary. Again, that number 442-5637. You're also going to hold on to that number as well because it's time now for the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaas Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, and if you can dial faster than me, you'll win a $25 gift card to Portillo's. I'm just kidding. You've got the best chance of winning. Again, that telephone number, 442-5637. This week's Klaas Quiz Question of the Week is this. At what age can Americans move on to Medicare? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card to Portillo's. Don't forget as well, that is Klaas Financial's office right here in Madison. CJ, Malia, always great hanging out. You guys have a fantastic day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. Full Scope with Dr. Nicole and Dr. Balin comes your way next right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Klaas Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaas Financial.